Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. In a major setback for Governor Walker and state Republicans, a judge has denied their request for more time to call for special elections for two legislative seats that have been open since December. The governor is now appealing that decision. Documents filed with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources show the Foxconn factory will be a major new source of toxic air pollutants. And Wisconsin wants to make several changes to Medicaid eligibility, including requiring thousands of recipients to work, to get drug tested, and to pay monthly premiums. Critics say the proposals would be expensive and difficult to implement. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The two candidates for Wisconsin's Supreme Court will face off in a debate on Friday at 7 p.m. that will be broadcast live on Wisconsin Public Television and Wisconsin Public Radio. The parking lots at Mitchell International Airport are near capacity. Officials are recommending that people flying out of Mitchell today or tomorrow get a ride to the airport if possible, instead of parking a vehicle there. And the Bucks lost to the Clippers last night, 105-98. They are off tonight, then play the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night on national television. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. In a major setback for Governor Walker and state Republicans, a judge has denied their request for more time to call for special elections for two legislative seats that have been open since December. The governor is now appealing that decision. Documents filed with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources show the Foxconn factory will be a major new source of toxic air pollutants. And Wisconsin's spring election is Tuesday. Over 80,000 Wisconsin voters have been removed from the voter rolls in two recent purgings. Make sure you're registered to vote at myvote.wi.gov. If you are not registered to vote, you can register at the polls on Tuesday. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin wants to make several changes to Medicaid eligibility, including requiring thousands of recipients to work, to get drug tested, and to pay monthly premiums. Critics say the proposals would be expensive and difficult to implement. Wisconsin's spring election is Tuesday. Over 80,000 Wisconsin voters have been removed from the voter rolls in two recent purgings. Make sure you are registered to vote at myvote.wi.gov. If you are not registered to vote, you can register at the polls on Tuesday. And the two candidates for Wisconsin's Supreme Court will face off in a debate on Friday at 7 p.m. that will be broadcast live on Wisconsin Public Television and Wisconsin Public Radio. Okay, here is the weather forecast. And outside today, mostly sunny, then mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-40s. For Friday, mostly sunny with highs around 50 degrees. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels.